News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
500,000 people are waiting for consultant outpatient appointments. According to new figures from the Irish Hospital Consultants Association, to assess the risks this poses to patients' healthcare, we're joined by consultant pediatric radiologist, Gabriel Colleran. Gabriel, what exactly are the Irish Hospital Consultants Association calling for? What's your issue at the moment?
So essentially the survey which was published this morning confirmed what we know and what experienced journalists like Susan Mitchell and Martin Wall have been writing about for the past few years. Patients are paying the price for the gaps in care and the delays in access that are due to unfilled consultant posts. 20% of our consultant posts are empty at the moment. We have the lowest number of specialist consultants in Europe and we have the longest waiting list in Europe. These two things are linked. And the harsh reality is that current government policy is destroying the fabric of hospital care in Ireland and patients are paying the price.
How do they change that? Because I think I'm right in saying our consultants are also among the best paid in Europe.
Well, actually, in 2012, James Riley, along with the new entrant cuts, imposed an additional 30% cut that applied only to new entrant consultants. So there's a pay differential that applies if you were appointed after October 1st, 2012. That pay differential is up to 57% less for the same working conditions and the same call rosters and the same responsibilities.
So what's the salary now for a starting consultant?
So the salary ranges depending on what you start on. For me personally, it was 133,000. That was a third of the salary that I was offered to stay on in America, which was 400,000 as a starting salary. But the reality is, you've just been talking about Brexit. 20% of our posts are empty. If our jobs were attractive, if they were competitive, qualified doctors in the UK who get their training recognised here as being equivalent would be coming here to work.
And yet the starting salary in Germany, I think, for a consultant is about 20% less than that, is it not?
So when you're comparing salaries and comparing base salaries, you're often not comparing like with like. So in places like the UK and in Germany, consultants get paid additional premiums for the amount of on-call work that they do. The reality is 20% of our posts are empty. They're empty because we're not competitive and we're not attractive. We can't compete with the UK, we can't compete with Canada, we can't compete with Australia.
We can't compete with Germany.
No, we can't. If we could, they'd be coming here. They're not. People aren't coming here. We can't recruit because we're not competitive. And it's patients that are paying the price. It's people who are waiting for hip replacements. It's people who are waiting 2 or 3 years for MRI scans because we don't have enough doctors in post to treat
and
patients.
The solution to that, and the solution to that is to pay consultants more, is it?
No, not at all. The solution is pay parity, is to pay the agreed consultant contract that was negotiated in 2008
which
and finally being implemented.
Yeah, it's paying consultants more.
No, absolutely not. Paying consultants equally for the same work. The people who were appointed a month before some people in 2012 are being paid up to 57% more despite having the same qualifications, the same responsibilities. There's no model in the world where that works. And it's the reason that 20% of our posts are empty. In fact, it's a false economy.
Okay.
Because the HSE are paying agency locums, many of whom aren't specialists, up to 3 times the cost than what permanent consultants would cost them. So not only is it not working, it's not saving us money, but it is damaging quality of care.
They're paying 360,000 a year?
They absolutely are, and you can get those figures from the HSE.
Right.
They're agency locums, many of whom aren't qualified, and that's a serious risk for our patients.
All right, Gabriel. Okay, thanks indeed for joining us. Gabriel Colleran there, consultant, pediatric radiologist.